Hear from me this morning.
早上好，是吴牧师知道的唯一的中文。其实他很谦虚，他在学中文。
I wish I could speak to you in Chinese.
我真希望我能够用中文给你们证道。
可是我的中文不够好。
你看，中文还是不错。
Maybe one day.
以后有一天，也许。
As Lance said, all of the Chinese ministry pastors are at the retreat.
在我们今天华语部的所有的牧师们，我们都在那个夏令营。
So unfortunately, you're stuck with me this morning.
所以今天的吴牧师来帮我们讲道。
But I'm glad to have this opportunity to speak with you.
但是很高兴我今天能够跟你们在一起，能够跟你们有一段分享。
And even though you couldn't be at retreat, I wanted to bring a little of the retreat to you.
虽然你们没有办法在不能去退休会，但是呢，我想方设法把这个退休会带到你们这里来。
And I thought I would do that by speaking on the same passage that they're looking at.
所以我就决定说，把这个同样的这段撒种的这个比喻的经文带回到你们这里来。
I think right now they're having their morning meeting, and even as I speak, Pastor Caleb is also speaking on Matthew 13.
他们今天早上的这个主日敬拜的经文就是马太福音十三章，开蒂牧师现在正在正道。
So keep your Bibles open to Matthew 13 as we'll reference that from time to time.
所以请你们把圣经就翻到马太福音十三章这个地方，我们会再回去引用这段经文。
So in Matthew 13, we find large crowds are following Jesus.
所以马太福音十三章有一大群人跟着耶稣。
They, up to this time, they have seen him perform many healings and miracles.
到了这时候为止，他们已经看到耶稣行了很多的神迹，包括治病，包括赶鬼。
So they're curious and they want to find out more about this man and his message.
他们很好奇，他们要说这个人到底是有什么样的信息。
We read in verse 1 that he was at the he was at the Sea of Galilee, and the crowds were so large that he had to get into a boat.And go a few feet offshore to speak to the crowd.
所以第一节说，耶稣在这个加利利海的时候，在海边有人来了很多的人，所以他不得不上了一个船，上了一条船，他可以离开岸边一段地方。
If you glance at the whole chapter, you'll see Jesus' message consisted of many parables.
所以你们假如说注意的话，这一章里边的经文里边讲了很多的比喻。
And it's this first one that we're going to focus on this morning.
今天我们就着重来看这第一个比喻。
Through parables, Jesus was a master at using ordinary things to teach deep truth.
所以耶稣他这个有很好的技巧，他用平时我们看到的、听到的一些例子来向我们传讲道理。
His audience would have easily understood the story because they were an agrarian or an agricultural society.
所以他的听众会很容易的能够接受听懂这个他的信息，因为他们当时是一个农业社会。
All of the adults in the crowd would have been familiar with planting and harvesting.
就当时所在的那些成人，他们都比较懂这个当时的收割和播种的比喻。
They probably had all sowed seed at some point.
他们可能都撒过种子。
Maybe some of us aren't familiar with this.
我们当中有一些人可能对这些并不很了解。
Yeah, I'm certainly not.
我就是其中一位。
And I think if Jesus was on earth now, he'd be using or telling parables, using illustrations with computers and cars.
那假如今天耶稣在我们当中的话，他的比喻可能是跟电脑有关，你可能跟汽车有关系的。
But back then, his listeners understood agriculture.
在当时是因为是农业的社会，所以他的听众是听懂他的比喻的。
And so Jesus uses all the parables in this chapter to teach just one thing.
所以他用在这个经文里面，他用很多很多的比喻，其实就要教导是一个信息。
And that is the topic of the kingdom of heaven.
就是天国的题目。
In the second parable of this chapter, you can look at it. It starts in verse 24.
所以第二个比喻在这一章经文里面是从第二十六节开始的。
It says the kingdom of heaven is like.
所以说他说天国是这样的。
The next parable starts in verse 31.
然后第三十二节的时候也是这样说。
And you can see it starts off, the kingdom of heaven is like.
说天国就像这样。
And the third and fourth parable in this chapter also start off the same way.
第三和第四个比喻也同样是一样，都是用天国的比喻。
So through all these parables, what Jesus is doing is challenging the crowd to consider where they stand with Jesus.
用这些比喻，耶稣其实是在挑战他的听众， 他们在有关于天国的信息的时候，他们站在的位置和耶稣是不是在一起？
Jesus' closest disciples have shown that they are committed to following him.
耶稣他自己的很亲密的门徒已经有这个认可，他们要跟从耶稣。
In the previous chapter, in chapter 12, the religious leaders clearly showed that they were against Jesus.
前面那一章在十二章的时候，那些当时犹太的宗教领袖他们是反对耶稣。
But what about the crowds?
那么众人的情况是怎么样呢？
Where did they stand?
他们在哪里？他们站在哪一方呢？
Were they there just to see Jesus perform some more miraculous acts?
他们是不是就要等着看更多耶稣所做出的神迹呢？
Were they really committed to following Jesus?
或者是他们也要认定要跟从耶稣？
That was the question for them back then, and that's the question for us today.
这个当年这是要回答的问题，今天这是我们也要回答的问题。
This parable is not difficult to understand.
这一段经文其实并不难理解。
It only contains three elements.
有三个组成部分。
A sower, seed, and some soil.
就是撒种的人、种子和土壤。
It's even easier to understand because as you heard Lance read in our scripture reading, Jesus gives an explanation of it starting in verse 18.
那因为耶稣在这个经文从十八节开始已经自己把这个比喻讲解了，所以说对于我们来说应该更容易理解。
But though it's not a difficult parable to understand, we'll see that the challenge that it poses is great.
虽然这个比喻并不难去理解，但是呢，怎么样去应用其实是很困难的。
So I want to begin by looking at the different elements to make sure we understand the meaning.
所以我们来看一下它的各个组成部分，我们才可以真正知道它深一层的含义。
First, what does the seed represent?
首先，种子指的是什么？
If you look in verse 19, you'll get an understanding of what the seed means.
十九节你看了以后，你就知道这个种子是什么意思。
The verse starts off, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom.
这是他说所有的人能听到有关于天国的信息。
In other words, it's the gospel message, the message of the kingdom.
所以这个种子其实就是福音，就是天国的好消息。
The good news that God our Father in his great love and mercy sent Jesus down to come to earth and live a perfect life and be crucified for us.
所以这个好消息就是我们慈爱的上帝把耶稣赐给我们，来到我们地上他活出一个完全的样子。
And through Jesus, and because of his work, our sins can be forgiven and our relationship with God can be reconciled.
通过耶稣我们的我们和神可以重新的和好。
And through this act, we understand too that he wasn't just redeeming humans, but he was also redeeming all of creation.
我们也可以看到他在世上的工作，他不仅只是拯救人类，他也是拯救神所创造的一切。
So when Jesus talks about seed being scattered, he's talking about the gospel message being spread.
所以耶稣他讲到撒种的时候，他其实讲的是福音广传这个道理。
One more thing I want to note about the seed in this parable.
我要再讲一下有关于种子的。
Is that the seed being spread is all living seed.
所以这个种子被撒出去是一个有生命的种子。
Sometimes when you plant things, the seed won't sprout because it's basically dead seed.
有的时候我们在种东西的时候，我们种下去它没有东西长出来，是因为种子它本身是死的。
But in this parable, all the seed planted has the potential to sprout.
但是在这个比喻里边，所有的种子撒出去都是好种子。
When the gospel message is preached, it always has the potential to take root and grow.
所以当福音的信息它被撒出去以后，传出去以后，它总是有这个可能性要能够往下扎根，往上生长。
As I was preparing for this message, I noticed the original speaker, which wasn't Pastor Caleb, he gave a certain title for this message.
所以当我在准备这段经文的时候，最早的那个讲员就是边云波老弟兄，不是我们的主任牧师他有一个不同的题目。
Yeah, it's the one that's printed in your bulletin.
所以我们的周报里面其实就是说是天国的种子。
The seeds of the kingdom.
天国的种子。
I didn't really like this title.
其实我不太喜欢这个题目。
I didn't like it because this title could imply that there are different kinds of seeds.
我不喜欢是因为假如好像有个意思是说天国的种子有不同的种子。
But once again, in this parable, there's only one type of seed.
但是在这个比喻里边，其实只有一种种子。
Good seed.
好种子。
And also by using the title, the seeds of the kingdom, it puts an emphasis on the seed.
所以而且是假如用一个天国种子这么一个题目来的话，我们也许把这个着重点会放在种子上面。
But I would argue in the parable the emphasis is not on the seed, but it's on the soil.
但是在这个比喻里边更重要的不是种子而是土壤。
So I think a better title would be the soils of the kingdom.
所以我觉得更好的一个题目是天国的土壤。
And we'll see why in a few minutes.
我们待几分钟以后就会知道为什么。
But moving on, who is the sower in the parable?
所以在接下去说谁是撒种的人呢？
In our parable, there's actually no explanation given for who the sower is.
其实在我们比喻里边他更没有跟我们说谁是撒种的人。
But we can get a description of who the sower is in verse 37.
在37节的时候我们可以感觉到这个撒种的人会是谁。
As Jesus was explaining the second parable, he says in verse 37, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man.
那在37节里边他耶稣解释说撒种的人就是人子，就是人子。
So,Normally, we don't want to infer one meaning from one parable into another.
一般来说，我们不会把一个经文从一个地方拿出来去解释另外一个经文。
But since this parable follows our parable and it talks about the same subject, I think it's okay to do so in this case.
一般情况下，我们不会用一个比喻里边的情节来去解释另外一个情节，因为这两个比喻是连着的，所以我们可以在这里使用在一个比喻里边所用的。来解释另外一个。
So the sower being referenced is Jesus who is spreading the good seed.
所以撒种的人其实就是耶稣他自己来传福音的人。
I would go a little further to say too that the sower is not just limited to Jesus.
所以我可以再多讲一句，其实撒天国的种子人不仅仅局限于耶稣。
It refers to anyone who shares the gospel message.
他也指到是所有的人，他是在听到福音的人。
If you go and witness to your friend, you're a sower.
假如你把这个福音传给任何的人的话，你就是那个撒种的人。
When I go tell others about Jesus, I'm a sower.
我去跟别人传福音的时候，我就是那个撒种的人。
So one lesson to take from this is, when we sow, we spread living seed.
所以我们学到的一个功课就是，我们去撒种的时候，我们把活着的种子撒出去。
And when we think of Jesus, of course, we would probably say, oh yeah, he was a master sower.
那我们想到耶稣就会说他是一个很熟练的一个撒种的人。
But maybe we think we're not so good at sowing.
但是我们觉得我们不太会撒种。
When I tell others about Christ, I don't see many people come to Christ.
我跟别人分享福音的时候，我没有看到很多的人能够转而信主。
And maybe we get discouraged because we feel we're not good at sowing.
也许我们很失望，就是因为我们觉得我们不会撒种。
But I want to tell you that what's important is not the skill of the sower, but the condition of the person hearing it.
但是我们要知道，更重要的不是撒种的人，而是就是听到这个福音的人的他的土壤的状况。
We just need to be faithful to go and sow and spread seed.
我们就要做神忠实的撒种的人，我们出去撒种就可以了。
When we share the good news with someone in love and grace, know that it always has the potential to grow.
假如我们出去，我们去见证主的福音，见证他的恩典的话，这个种子总会有机会能够自己生长出来。
And we don't have to feel too bad if people reject the message.
假如有人他拒绝福音的话，我们也不要觉得很难过。
People even rejected Jesus when he shared the message.
那当年他自己在传福音的时候，就有很多人他拒绝听到他的消息。
So it's not so much the sower as it is the condition of the person.
所以撒种的人并不是特别的重要，是这个土壤是更重要。
And that moves us to the soils.
所以说我们要讲到第三点，撒种就是这个种天国的土壤。
So what is the soil?
土壤是什么？
We find the meaning also in verse 19.
我们也是在第十九节听到他的信息。
It says, when anyone hears the message of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart.
那就是他十九节说，听见天国道理不明白的恶者就来，把撒在他心里的夺了去。
So in this verse, Jesus is describing what happens in the first situation where seed falls on hard places.
第一就是耶稣就是他在描述的第一种就是这个种子撒在地上撒在路上
But in it, he also explains what the soil is.
然后他就说这个土壤是什么
Once again at the end of verse 19 it says that what was sown in what? In his heart
然后他就是19节后面他是说所撒在是在他心里的
So the soil is the condition of a person's heart
所以这个土壤是我们心里的状况而已。
In the first scenario, Jesus once again describes a farmer scattering seed which falls along the path.
所以第一种比喻就是一个农夫他撒种撒在路边的那个田旁的路上。
If you come to my house, you'll see in my front lawn there's a lot of bare spots where grass should be.
所以我家的那个草坪前面的草坪里面有很多很多都是没有草的，光秃秃的。
And I'm trying to kind of build it up.
我现在慢慢慢慢想把草再长起来。
So I bought some grass seed.
所以我去买一些草种子
and I just start spreading it.
所以我就开始在 撒这个种子
But inevitably some of it lands on the sidewalk.
所以但是一些种子它会自己会就是撒到路边上
And of course that seed's not going to sprout because it's on concrete.
那因为种子是在那个水泥地上所以它不可能再长出来
And that's what Jesus is describing.
这就是耶稣当时所描绘的
Seed that won't sprout because it's on hard ground.
这个种子它的不会发芽，那就是因为它的这个地太硬了。
And this hard ground represents a hard heart.
这个地很硬的地，其实就是我们讲的是刚硬的心。
You know, I work with our college fellowship, and sometimes, for our fellowship, we'll go out and do outreach on different campuses.
所以我是在大学团契服事，我跟我们大学团契的一些基督徒，我们出去服事。
Sometimes we get involved in some type of outreach project where we go and try to share the good news with others.
所以说我们会有一些外展的项目，我们跟外边的人去分享福音。
And as we talk to people, we'll always encounter those who respond by saying something like, you know, sorry, I'm not interested.
我们跟人家分享福音的时候，总会有人会说，对不起，我不太对你这个我不太感兴趣。
Thank you, but no thanks.
说谢谢，但是我不需要。
This is representative of a hard heart.
这个其实就是心刚硬的一个体现。
And look at what the rest of verse 19 says.
然后我们再看到十九节后边讲的是什么。
The evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart.
那个恶者就来把他撒在他心里的夺了去。
So even though we try to share the good news, the person rejects it and Satan moves in and takes away what was sown.
所以虽然说我们有的时候是把种子撒出去了，但是撒旦来把这个种子又夺了走。
This is a powerful analogy of the preaching of the gospel and the self-destroying rejection of it and an opportunity for Satan to move in.
所以这一段经文是很一个有个很强大的比喻，就是说我们这个撒种子撒出去，然后心里面很刚硬，然后撒旦来把这种子夺得去。
We find something similar in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4.
在哥林多书后章哥林多后书第四章。
It says, the God of this age, God is little g, which is Satan, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ.
他说这个是世上的王，就是撒旦，他把人心抢了去，蒙蔽了我们的心，让我们从耶稣基督里边转回去。
So once again, if you are faithful in spreading the word,
所以假如我们很忠心，我们去传福音，
Don't get discouraged if people reject the message.
当别人他拒绝福音的时候，你自己不要感到太失望。
Because it's not the sower.
其实不是撒种的人的关系。
It's the person's heart.
是这个人心里的状态。
The second type of soil is rocky soil.
第二种呢是石头比较多的这种土壤。
And it represents a rocky heart.
就是他所比喻的就是人心里面石头比较多。
And understand, when the farmer sowed seeds, it's not that he forgot to remove the stones from the soil.
你要知道，当时在农夫在撒种的时候，他并不是说他忘记把石头
拿出来。When he was plowing the land, he did his best to pick up all the stones.
对，当时他在耕地的时候，他肯定是有看到石头，他都会捡起来的。
But in Palestine, there are large plates of limestone rock underneath the surface.
但是在巴勒斯坦地那个地方下就是土壤很浅的下边就是有很硬很多的石灰石
It was deeper than the plow could get to.
他们深到一定程度就是你的耕地那个根就是犁头根本就到不到那么深
So the seeds went into the soil.
所以这个种子会到土壤里边去
But the roots couldn't go deep because it hit this layer of limestone bed.
但是它根没办法扎下去因为它往下边就是石头了
So the seed would sprout up quickly.
所以它的种子就会发芽，会一下子长得很高。
And it did so because the roots couldn't go down.
它长得很快的原因就是因为它的根扎不下去，所以只能往上长。
But then it would shortly die because it didn't have that deep root.
但是很快它就会死掉，因为它根不够深。
And the spiritual implication of this is found in verse 21 to 22.
所以属灵的意义就是在第21节和第22节里面给我们有讲解。
The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy.
他是说撒在石头地上的就是人听得到当下欢喜领受。
But since they have no root, they last only a short time.
因为心里没有根，所以就是暂时的。
When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away.
到了即使为道遭遇了患难或者受了逼迫，马上就跌倒了。
Several years ago, when I was still living and working in Hawaii, they had an evangelistic crusade come to our city.
几年前，我还当时住在也是工作，我在夏威夷那里工作，住在那里有一个就是福音性的一个团体来到我们当中。
It was called Harvest Fest.
他们就是叫丰收。
And I invited some of my coworkers to attend, and one of my coworkers came with his girlfriend.
所以他们叫这个丰收节这么一个聚会，他们邀请了我的一位同工去，然后这个我这一位同事呢，他就带了一位朋友去。
I wasn't really sure where they were spiritually, so I was both surprised and elated when they walked to the front during the time the speaker came.To you know, invite people to come to accept Jesus into their lives.
我不知道他们的属灵境界，所以说当我看到他们就是在牧师呼召的时候，他们走到台前，我很高兴。
It took a while, but I waited for everything to finish and for them to return.
这个当时程序比较长，所以我等他们从前面结束以后，回到他们座位上以后。
When I met them, they seemed genuinely excited about the decision they had made for Christ.
我跟他们交谈的时候，他们是当时是真正的感觉到说，好像是他们和耶稣有相遇的这个经历。
They even shared that they didn't have a Bible and they wanted one.
他们甚至是说他们没有圣经，他们需要一本圣经。
So I said, "Here, take mine."
所以我就说，你把我这本圣经拿去吧。
But it wasn't too long after this that their interest seemed to change.
但是时间不久以后，好像他们兴趣就有改变。
They seemed to lose the joy that they had when they initially made that decision.
他好像是他们当时那种喜乐的心情就慢慢就没有了。
They stopped going to church.
他们不再去教会。
And so I would say these were seeds that fell on rocky hearts.
所以我就说，像这些就像那个种子，那落到很硬的那个地上。道路上一样。
And I think we probably all know people like this.
也许我们都会知道有周围有一些人像这样的。
It's sad, but it's reality.
很悲哀，但这是也是事实。
Verse 21, once again, it says, when persecution comes, they fall away.
这是21节他说当遭到了逼迫，他们就跌倒了。
For these people, I think they never understood that following Jesus comes with a cost.
他们这些人可能他从来都不知道去跟从耶稣其实是有很大的代价。
The Christian life is indeed a joyful life, but Jesus also tells his followers we must carry our own cross.
基督徒的生活是一个很有喜乐的生活，但是耶稣也跟我们说，我们每天要背自己的十字架。
And unfortunately, sometimes people don't realize that, and so when things get difficult, they fall away.
很可惜的是，很多的时候我们并不意识到这一点，所以当我们遇到逼迫的时候，我们就跌倒了。
That's the second type of soil.
这是第二种土壤。
The third type of soil is one infested with weeds.
第三种土壤就是被荆棘所缠绕住了。
And I'll tell you, as I go out to my front lawn to try to revive my lawn, I really...detest. I just loathe weeds.
所以我跟你就是分享说，我的前院那个草坪，当时每次我去看的时候，我的草坪上长了很多的杂草，我是非常非常的恨。
I'm sure if you've tended to lawns, you know it's always a battle to keep up with the weeds.
你就是说你们也有很多在草坪上工作的经验，就是其实跟杂草打交道是最困难的。
My neighbor next door, he doesn't care about weeds. I don't think.
我边上邻居他对这杂草根本就不太。
You look at his lawn and there's more weeds than grass.
他的草坪上更多的杂草，而是比草还多。
And I hate it because it's coming over into my lawn.
我很不喜欢，因为那个杂草都是从他那边跑到我的草坪上。
And I try my best to pull the weeds and think I've gotten it, but you know if you don't take out the root, it just grows back.
所以每次当我把这个杂草的拔掉以后，但是那个因为根还在下面，所以下一次它又再会长出来。
Hate weeds, sorry. So this thorny soil represents a competing heart.
所以这个在荆棘里边的土壤指的是说心里边有很多东西在一起在有比赛。
Verse 22, the seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke out the word, making it unfruitful.
所以22节说撒在荆棘里的就是人听的道，后来有世上的忧患钱财的迷惑把道挤住了不能结实。
It's so easy to become distracted.
所以说很容易的我们就一下子就啊不知道应该做什么，因为有外边有很多的诱惑。
To let other things compete with our devotion to the Lord.
因为有很多的事情跟我们所要敬畏神敬拜神，他要跟我们要来打架。
It can be our career, financial ambitions,acquiring material possessions, even our family.
可能是我们的职业，可能是我们对钱财的追求，可能也有可能是地位，或者是我们家庭。
All these things are more than eager to compete with our relationship with God.
所以这些事情都可以，有可能是缠绕我们在当时，让我们没有办法去敬拜神。
I sometimes run into people whom I haven't seen at church for a while.
有的时候我会看到一些还没有来教，没有经常，不是经常来教会的人。
And then I'll talk to them. I say, "Oh, you know, how are you doing? How come I haven't seen you at church in a while?"
我就会说啊，你最近怎么样了？为什么这一段时间没有看到在教会啊？
And I'll say things like, "You know, I'm so busy at work trying to get this promotion that it's taking up all my time."
他们会说我工作非常的繁忙，我一直要去晋升但是我这努力到现在还没有成果。
And they'll say things like, "My kids have all these activities that I'm just driving around them around to, and we're exhausted. We're too tired."
或者是说我孩子有很多课外的活动，我每天都开车送这里送那里，我到最后我都精疲力竭了。
And things settle down a bit, we'll come back.
当这个情不是很忙的时候，我再回来。
But you know what? They never do.
但是我们也知道这些事情，它从来都不会再停下来。
Things don't settle down.
事情不会慢慢会平息。
Because even if one thing ends, other things are.Once again, it's so easy to come to take up our time.
有一件事情做完了，但其他事情马上来，把我们的时间又拿走了。
When I speak with our college students, sometimes I feel from them the pressure put on them by their parents that mix up their priorities.
所以我跟我们大学生交谈的时候，我也发现他们的父母有的时候把很多的事情加在他们身上，让他们没有时间。
My parents are putting so much pressure on me to become a medical doctor or get a PhD.
所以有的人说我的父母给我很多压力，让我要变成一位医生，要去或者去读博士。
Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with becoming a doctor or getting an advanced degree.
这些作为一个去做医生或者去读博士，其实这些都不是错的。
But sometimes I wonder in speaking with these students whether this is really a desire from God or this is a desire from their parents.
但是我不知道，有的时候我在跟他们交流的时候，我不知道这些要去读医生或者读博士的欲望是来自于神呢，还是来自于他们的父母。
Last week in our English speaking service, we had child dedication.
上个礼拜我们英文堂我们有婴儿奉献礼。
We had a couple families come up to dedicate their newly born children to the Lord.
我们有两对夫妇到台上来，要把他们的刚刚生出来的孩子要奉献给神。
And Pastor Chuck gave a charge to the parents.
那 Chuck 牧师他就忠告这两对夫妇。
And one thing he told them is that when you dedicate your children to God, you're giving them back to God to do whatever He wants with them.
他说你把孩子奉献给神，其实你就是要神在他们身上做任何神自己愿意要做的事情。
But sometimes when I speak with some of our college students, I get the impression that the parents would say something like, "Well, God, you can do whatever you want with them as long as they become a doctor or get into an Ivy League school."
有的时候我跟我的大学生在交流的时候，他们说好像他们父母亲会说，神呐，你要在我的孩子身上做什么都可以，只要他们可以成为一位牧师一位医生或者是一个博士。
They can go to any school they want as long as it starts with Harvard or Yale or Princeton.
他们可以去任何的学校，只要这个学校是哈佛或者是耶鲁或者是普林斯顿。
It was like me several years ago. I told God, "I'll follow you, God, as long as I can live in Hawaii and marry a nice Hawaiian girl."
我当时就说，我说上帝啊，不管你做什么都可以，只要我能够去夏威夷，可以在那里遇到我的太太。
I really told him that many years ago.
我确实是那很多年以前确实有这么样的祷告。
And God said it, "Are you going to be committed in following me, or are you going to do what you want to do?"
但上帝说你自己要确信你要跟从我，还是要你要想要做你自己要做的事情。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 15, John writes this.
约翰一书第二章第六节，约翰这样写。
Do not love the world or anything in the world.
你不要去爱世界或者世界上一切。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them.
如果一个人爱世界，那神的爱就不在他里面。
And that's the challenge with this third soil.
这就是第三种土壤的挑战。
To keep our devotion pure and not let the weeds infest and compete with our devotion to the Lord.
我们要一心在留在神那里，而不是让世上的这些杂草把我们缠绕了。
Unfortunately, there's a fourth type of soil.
很不幸的是，其实还有第四种土壤。
And that's good soil.
很幸运的还有第四种土壤，那就是好的土壤。
Good soil represents a receptive heart.
那好的土壤呢，就是心里愿意接受。
In verse 23, Jesus says, "Seed planted in this soil will produce a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown."
第二十三节里边讲说，撒在好地上的就是人听得到，明白了，后来结实。
This is seed that has truly been able to take root in a person's life and has blossomed to fruition.
这种种子它就是人听了以后，他想下扎根，然后呢，长出很多的籽粒来。
This is what Jesus would tell the crowd as someone who is his true disciple.
这是耶稣跟众人说，这是真正的门徒。
But one question is, what kind of fruit is he talking about?
但是有一个问题，就是说，他说的这个结的果实是什么样的果实呢？
When he says they'll lead the crop of, you know, 30, 60, or 100, is he talking about how many people will lead to Jesus?
当他说了结种子要结100倍、60倍或30倍，他指的是那么多人信主吗？
I think that certainly should be a part of it, but then I think there's something even more fundamental.
我觉得这里边确实有一部分是指的是多少人信主，但是更重要的是更基本的。
It's the transformation that should take place within a person who has a genuine relationship with Jesus.
是一个人和耶稣有一个真正的个人的关系以后，他里边有一个更新。
When we perform acts of service for God or demonstrate qualities like love and grace that come from God, we are exhibiting fruit.
我们在服侍神的时候，我们里边有爱，有恩典，其实我们就是在给人 去证明说我们里边是 有 更大的果实。
This past school year for a college fellowship, we challenged our students to make something that we coined the title Faith Decisions.
我们上一个学年，我们跟我们的大学生，我们有一个挑战，就是说给他一个课题，就是课题的名字就是信仰和决定。
We describe this as a decision you would make based on your growing relationship with Christ.
我们当时描绘的就是说，这个你的信仰，就是你这个决定要描述你和耶稣的关系。
To qualify as a faith decision, we ask certain questions.
所以，假如我们说是信心的这个决定，我们要有一些问题要问他们。
We ask things like, "Is this a decision you would have made 6 months ago?"
我们会问这个问题，就是说这是不是你六个月之前要做的决定？
Is this a decision you made based on your relationship with God?
这是不是你因为有和上帝的关系而建立的，而去做的决定？
Do you see this as something that God is challenging you to do?
这是不是上帝来挑战你要做的事情？
So some of our students made faith decisions like, I'm going to make a commitment to go to church every Sunday instead of worrying about studying.
所以我们的学生，有的学生就是说，我要做的决定就是每一个礼拜天我要都去教会，而不是在我的教室里边去自修。
I'm going to make a commitment to go on a mission trip this summer instead of getting the internship that my parents want me to get.
或者我决定这个暑假我要出去做短宣，而不是去做一个短期的internship.
I think, you know, these faith decisions fall into this category of what Jesus is talking about.
所以这些去做见习啊，或者么这些都是我们前面的比喻都是说怎么样去跟从耶稣的例子。
Based on what he says in verse 23, there can be varying levels of fruitfulness.
所以就是二十三节是说其实有不同的所结的果子。
But those who are truly his have to show some evidence of fruit.
但是这些都是他所结出的果子，我们要在行为上面要有证明我们确实有果子能够成长出来。
There has to be outward evidence of someone who is his follower versus someone who's not.
我们要在外边有行为来证明说我们是他的门徒或者是不是他的门徒。
And that's once again the challenge that comes from this parable.
所以这也是这个比喻的里边的一大的挑战。
So the question to ask yourself this morning is, what is the condition of the soil in your heart?
所以我们要问自己的问题是，我们的土壤是什么样的情况？
Do you have a hard heart?
我们是有一个很硬的土壤吗？
A rocky heart?
或者是有土犬石头地的那个心吗？
A competing heart?
或者有很多的世上的缠绕的心吗？
Or a receptive heart?
或者我们是愿意接受的一颗心。
You know, as I studied this parable, one thing I recognize is that there's four different types of soil.
所以我在学习在这一段经文的时候，我在想到有四种土壤。
But only one type of soil makes it into the kingdom of heaven.
但是只有一种土壤能够进入天国。
It's the good soil.
就是好的土壤。
So we need to be honest with ourselves and think about really what is the condition of the soil of our heart.
所以我们要很诚实地问我们自己，我们自己心里的土壤状况是怎么样的。
Do we have this good soil that makes it into the kingdom of heaven?
我们有没有这种可以进入天国的好土壤？
Do we show evidence of fruit?
我们有没有结果子的行为的一个外在的证明？
One of our college students taught me this Chinese phrase recently.
有一位大学生教我这个一个中文的成语。
I'm probably going to get the tones all wrong, but I'll try. It's 大错而特错。
哦，这是一个中文词，它是大错而特错。
She told me it means something like when a big mistake becomes a very big mistake.
指的是很大的错误，然后就变成更大的错误。
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
This is not what you want to have here.
你不要有出这种错。
You don't want to believe you have good soil in your heart when you really don't.
你不要认为说，假如你心里面没有一个好的土壤，你认为有好的土壤。
You don't want to fool yourself into thinking you have good soil when it's infested with weeds.
你不要欺骗你自己，假如说你心里边有很多的杂草，但是你认为是好的土壤。
Then I think this is 大错而特错。
这就大错特错了。
So as we reflect on this parable, once again, let's be honest with ourselves.
当我们思想这一段比喻的时候，我们要对自己要很真实、很诚实。
What is the condition of the soil in our heart?
是我们心里的土壤的情况是怎么样的？
Do people see the difference in your life because of Jesus, or do you just act like everyone else?
外在的人看我们是不是因为耶稣而改变，或者我们的状况和别人都一样的？
As I engage with conversation with other Christians, I find we're very good with talking about things like restaurants we've been to, or movies, or TV shows.
当我和很多基督徒我们交谈的时候，发现就是假如说我们到了什么地方去吃饭或者看什么电影，我们有很多的话题可以谈。
We're really good about talking about the activities our kids are involved in.
他们就是可以对他孩子所参加了很多的活动。
But we rarely talk about how Jesus is transforming our lives.
但是我们谈的比较少的就是耶稣怎样改变我们的生命。
When you get in your small groups or fellowship groups this week.
但这个礼拜我们回去到我们查经班或者是我们的团契。
Ask each other whether people see God has transformed your life.
我们也彼此问一下，就是有没有别人能够看到，因为耶稣因为上帝把我们的生命确实改变了。
That people see the outward fruit of someone who truly has good soil in their heart.
人家有没有看到，因为耶稣所结出的果子，让我们看到里边的土壤确实是一个好的土壤。
My prayer is that good soil may be cultivated in all of our hearts.
我的祷告就是这个好的土壤可以在我们心里边可以被耕耘。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, I thank you for the truth that you give us through your parables.
天父，我们谢谢你通过这个比喻给我们这个真理。
You use everyday illustrations which people can easily understand to teach deep truth.
你让我们每天都能够明白的道理来教导我们更深的真理。
And as you use these parables to challenge the crowds back then, I sense that you are using the parables to challenge us today.
当年你用这个比喻来挑战当时的听众，你也同样用这个比喻来挑战我们今天的人。
For us who are part of the crowd, so to speak, where do we stand with you?
我们也是作为众人，我们是站在你那一边吗？
Are we the disciples who have truly committed to following you?
我们真的是已经决定来跟从你的门徒吗？
Or do we have weeds or rocks in our heart?
或者是我们有石头，我们有荆棘在我们心中？
Or even a hard heart which rejects you?
或者刚硬的心，我们拒绝你？
Father, I pray that you would help us to as we think about this parable, really come to understand what is the condition of the soil in our heart.
天父，当我们在看到在这段经文，我们思想这段经文的时候，让我们看到说什么是真正的土壤，我们心中的土壤的状况。
And I pray that you would just be cultivating the good soil in all of our hearts.
天父，求你作为那个耕耘的人，在我们所有人的心中，你做耕耘的工作。
Pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
还是我。